it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local developers, Sioux City of Wichita, Wichita Business Journal updates now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A third company owned by developer Suda Tokola has filed a lawsuit against the city of Wichita. This time the dispute is over an alley that runs between the AC Hotels building Tokola developed and the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine building Tokola developed. Those buildings are along Broadway between Douglas and William Streets. After the city renovated Chester I. Lewis Reflection Square Park and Tokola's companies were finished renovating those two buildings, Tokola's Spartan Downtown LLC spent $152,000 on renovating and repaving that city-owned alleyway in April. Tokola said she had previously been assured by two employees in the city manager's office that her company would be reimbursed, but 5 months later, she says the city has not paid back. The city told the Business Journal it had only received the lawsuit late Wednesday afternoon and had not had time to review it. You'll remember the other two Tokola companies filed suit against the city last week, alleging restrictions and fines from the city had put a Tokola restaurant tenant out of business and created $92,000 in parking fees. Wichita developer Dave Murfin and Kansas City partner Rick Warner are in negotiations with the city of Salina on a $146 million mixed-use project that would renovate the city's struggling Central Mall using STAR bonds and other local, state, and economic development incentives. Salina commissioners were enthusiastic this week after hearing a proposal that would change the 38-year-old mall on the city's south side by adding a convention center, a hotel, several retail parcels, and including what Warner called a Topgolf knockoff. Salina's city manager said the next step is returning to commissioners to ask them to set a public hearing for the creation of a STAR bonds district. STAR bonds are now eligible to help redevelop struggling malls in Kansas cities of less than 60,000 people. And a freight company with a location in Wichita is building a new service center, this time in Bel Air. Dayton Freight Lines tells the Business Journal it will build a 14,000-square-foot warehouse and adjacent office in Sunflower Commerce Park. That's near a FedEx ground location, the former Wichita Hoops facility, and an under-construction Amazon Last Mile building near 53rd and Webb Road. Dayton's new construction is expected to replace the existing facility at 3221 Southwest Street. Dayton Freight has 70 service centers in 15 Midwest states. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And we have some sad news this morning in the reporting that our friend Bucky Walters has passed away at the age of 86. Bucky, a prominent member of the cast every year for the Gridiron Show with Ted Woodward and all the local reporters getting together to raise money for scholarships for journalism. And Bucky was a part of that. And you got to know him quite well. You worked quite a bit with Bucky on stage, Ted. You guys became pretty good buddies.
Every year since 1997.
Yeah.
And fun times every year. Look forward to getting together and thinking of funny ideas that would make people laugh.
And he would, of course... The one bit that he did that I locked into, and so many others did too, was What's Wrong, where he played a radio talk show host taking calls and solving people's pitiful problems. It was hilarious every time.
Yep. It's a classic every year.
And he would just, they'd light him up and he'd come on stage and that night start laughing before he even said the words.
And he did another variation of that where he would do the apathy. In Does It Exist in Wichita? The phone lines are open. 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me a call.
Yeah.
Apathy. Does it exist in Wichita? Nobody
Nothing
called. And he would just sit there and get more and more angry.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I remember one of the great gridiron bits that Bucky did such a tremendous job in. He didn't even have to say a word. The entire bit, he just pretended to be asleep. And it was incredibly funny. And he didn't have to say
anything.
He just had to be there pretending to be asleep, and it was still funny.
Did he do Joan Finney one time?
Multiple times.
Oh, did he?
But that always brought down the house.
Good stuff. All right, he'll be missed.
Former governor of Kansas.
Yeah, Joan Finney. Bucky Walters dead at the age of 86, as you said. He hasn't been in really, really good shape the past couple of years. So
he's had some struggles, but, you know, he still did gridiron every year.
He was there.
Made it through this year, and sad that was his last.
Okay. On this date, we're remembering 9/11 with some things that we've been remembering here in the past hour. We're talking about what Ted and I were doing on that fateful day. I had a friend who I didn't find out later, and then we did an interview on this, and I'm not going to play the whole thing today, but I was just paraphrase what happened. The man's name is Dan Creed, and he's still in town here. He has his own consulting business. He was a radio salesperson for years, and at the time of the 9/11, he was in Washington, D.C., with a company that sold software, medical software. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pitching the Pentagon, the Defense Department. They might want to buy this thing. So he and his friend or his other guy or the coworker are in this room full of all these officers, Army officers, and they're making their presentation and whatnot. And just about that time, somebody came in and whispered to the person in charge, and the officer said, I'm sorry, gentlemen, you're going to have to leave the building immediately. And so they ushered him out. They went across the highway over their little bridge there into the parking lot. Dan said they got in the car, and about that time they heard this jet coming in low, and right over his shoulder, it came right over and crashed right into the Pentagon right in front of them. And it was amazing. I said, what'd you do then? He said, we got out of there as quickly as we could. Yeah. But there you go. 9/11, remembering the day this morning. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward.
All right, we'll take a look at teams trying to get these playoff spots in baseball as the season is winding down. How about we'll go to the minors, the Wichita Wind Surge in Corpus Christi last night, taking on the Hooks. It did not look good. Whataburger Field, Wichita was down 1-0 in the top of the ninth inning. One out, two outs. Your last chance is second baseman Harry Genth. Well, he hit a game-tying home run, 1-1. And then after that, a two-out walk, an infield single. And then another single by Ricardo Olivar, driving in another run. And then the bullpen finished it out. Wichita, down to its last out, came back and won it 2-1 last night. Three wins in a row for Wichita, and Tulsa lost. So Wichita is one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with four games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again tonight at 6:35. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals in Cleveland, game three of a four-game series. The first two games, the Royals' offense just did nothing. The Royals got something going last night. Behind, rallied for two runs in the top of the seventh inning to take the lead. And then could the Royals and the bullpen hang on after that? You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Breezes all but died down. Skies have long gone dark. No balls, two strikes on Kwan. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slapped to left field. Right at Grichuk. He lines it up, makes the catch, and the Royals win. A 4-3 win over the Guardians tonight. Just enough offense and a tremendous bullpen effort from the Royals to snap a three-game slide and take game three of this four-game series. Carlos Estevez earns his major league leading 39th save of the season and his 14th in a row.
How about that? All right, the Royals get back in the win column, snapping a three-game losing streak at Cleveland again tonight to finish up a four-game series. Here's the Royals win, but it's hard to make up ground when the team you're chasing never loses. Seattle has now won five in a row, so the Royals remain four games behind the Mariners for a playoff spot. There's only 16 games to go. So we do have football to talk about tonight, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Kleiman radio show with the head coach at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH, coming off that loss to Army last week. K-State, a short week, visiting Arizona tomorrow night on a Friday night. A lot of things to talk about with Coach Kleiman tonight. That's at 6 o'clock on KFH. Then after Coach Klieman, we'll go to the Royals game in Cleveland at 7 o'clock.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're into week two of the National Football League already. Thursday night football tonight on the not yet frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers hosting Washington. Both teams are 1-0. Packers a 3.5-point favorite on home turf tonight at 6:30. And you can listen to that game live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.